Here's point number one, and you can, of course, write it down, and it's this. Salvation is not of works. Now, we know that, but it's good to say. Salvation is not of works. Ephesians 2:8, notice the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now, I'd like to keep your place there in Ephesians 2. That's obviously our text for tonight. Go with me to the book of Romans, if you would. If you head backwards, you've got the book of Ephesians, Galatians, 2nd and 1st Corinthians, and Romans. Galatians, 2nd and 1st Corinthians, and Romans. And when you get to Romans, do me a favor and put a ribbon there or a bookmark or something, because we're going to leave it and we're going to come back to it. Romans chapter 4. And look at verse number 4. The Bible is clear that salvation is not of works. And I realize I'm preaching to the choir and you know that, but it's good for you to be reminded. Romans 4, 4, the Bible says this, "Not to him that worketh." Not to him that worketh. So here, Paul is given as an example of someone who wants to work their way to heaven. And by the way, there are only, sometimes people will ask this question. They'll say, how do you know which one's the right religion? There's so many hundreds of religions out there, or thousands of religions out there. How do you know which one's the right religion? The truth is this, that there's only really two religions out there, and there's two belief systems out there. There is one that says that you earn your way to heaven by the works that you do, and there's another one that says that salvation is a free gift, not of works. And really, you can put any religion and any church into those two categories. You say, what do the Roman Catholics teach? They teach that you have to keep the seven sacraments. You have to do certain things. You better get catechized and baptized as a baby and go to the confessional booth and take the communion, and you got to do this and you got to do that. In order, what is that? It's works. And you, what do the Mormons teach? Repent of your sins, live a good life, get baptized, and hopefully you'll make it into heaven. It's works. What do most of these false religions teach? They teach works. They teach you got to work your way to heaven. The Bible says in Romans 4, 4, "Not to him that worketh is the reward." Now, the reward is referring to heaven, or what you get as a result of the work. And of course, in Romans, he's talking about heaven and salvation. He said, is the reward. Notice, not reckoned. The word reckoned means computed, calculated, the way it comes about. He says, look, to him the that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace, he says, but of debt. Now, here's why he says that. Because if you think that you can work your way to heaven, you're going to find yourself in debt, because the amount of work that you need to do to get to heaven is not something you can do. You've already messed up. You're already a sinner. You've already not kept the whole law, because that's what it takes to work your way to heaven. You must keep the entire law perfectly without error. There's only one person that was ever able to do that, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, not to him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Notice verse 5. But to him that worketh not. Now, I want you to notice this, and I want you to clearly see what Paul says. Paul doesn't say, not to him that worketh a little bit. He doesn't say to him that worketh somewhat. He says to him that worketh not. This guy did no works. Never went to church, never got baptized, never read his Bible. Now, I don't think you should do that. I think you should go to church. I think you should get baptized. I think you should read your Bible. But can you be saved and not do those things? Well, notice he says, but to him that worketh not, here's what he did do, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly. Notice, his faith is counted for righteousness. So I want you to notice that in Romans 4, 5, the Apostle Paul, and he's given us a hypothetical example here. He's just saying, look, if there was somebody who was trying to work their way to heaven, he said, now to him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace but of debt. Then he says this, but to him that worketh not. He said, if somebody does no works but believeth, they have faith on him that justifieth the ungodly, he says, his faith is counted for righteousness. Now, in Romans 4, 5, we learn this, that it is possible to have faith without works.